This morning, the Health Minister Simon Harris has said a decision on St Patrick's Day parades will be made in the next 24 to 48 hours. There's a meeting of one organisational committee taking place tomorrow, when the indications are it's after that we may hear that the parades, in all possibility, many of them anyway, will be postponed, deferred or indeed cancelled. But locally, in at least one community here in Clare, it's already the case that one parade has been called off. That is in Fionnuala. And this morning, our own Ben Sweeney spoke with one of the members of the organising committee there, Anne Pilkington.
Really, due to the growing concern over the spread of the virus, we thought it was the most prudent thing to do in order to curtail the spread and to protect our small community in Fionnuala. The last thing we wanted to do was to go ahead with an event and to find out in subsequent weeks that maybe some of the older, more vulnerable people in our community had contacted the virus. So it really was to limit the spread and also to send a signal to those who are organising larger parades, particularly those in Dublin, that this is the right thing to do. So the more parades around the country that cancel, hopefully the organisers of the Dublin parade will realise that it is very risky to run such a large parade.
When did you start to begin to consider this? And I suppose, was it a long process to call it off?
Well, as I said, it is a very serious decision, because we started working on our parade way before Christmas, and everything at this stage is completely in place. For ours was going to take place next Sunday, the 15th. So everything is in place. Everybody has been contacted. We had a wonderful lineup. So it wasn't a decision that we took lightly. But when we met on Thursday night, it was a unanimous decision. Everybody felt that for the good of our community, it was the right thing to do.
Now, the government has been saying that they're not going to put a ban as of now on, you know, public gatherings like that. Do you know, would you not have taken the advice of the government and the HSE on this one?
No, well, when you look at what's happened in Italy, and a very short time ago, they were where we are now with 20-something cases, and they didn't take action. Look at what has happened in Italy, and we really don't want that to happen here in Ireland. So I think that while the government is not making decisions, the smaller parades around the country are acting unilaterally. We're making what we consider to be the right decision, and we hope that we are setting a good example.
Now, as you were keen to point out there, it was precautionary. You know, there's no reason to think that there might be people sick in Fionnuala. But is there a sense of fear maybe in the community that other gatherings should be called off as a result of it? Or is it just the likes of the Patrick's Day parade?
Oh, no, I think that there is a sense of fear. I think everybody is afraid, because this is completely unknown. We don't know how bad the infection will be, how sick people are going to get. So I think it goes well and truly beyond St. Patrick's Day, and all large events should be reviewed and cancelled if necessary. It is transferred from person to person. So the more events, particularly large events that take place, the likelihood is that it will be spread more quick. So the minister was on the radio this morning asking people to take all precautions to slow down the spread, because it would help the health services cope with it. But then the government is letting the events go ahead. So they're saying one thing and they're really doing another.
And finally, I know you were saying you were hoping this might send a message to Dublin, but even internally, you know, there's many parades planned for next weekend and next Tuesday in Clare. Would you like to see those called off?
Well, I think it's up to each individual committee to make that decision and to assess the risk to their own community. We made that decision last Thursday. We thought that we were putting the people of Fionnuala and in North Clare in an unnecessary, risky position. So that's why we took the decision. But I would ask the people, the organisers of all events, just to review it and assess the risk on the day of bringing a large gathering together.
And Pilkington there in Fionnuala, they've cancelled their St Patrick's Day parades. Anecdotally, there might be a couple of others that have already been called off in Clare as well, but I want to confirm that before getting to the situation where we're naming places. You know yourself, I just want to be careful and not erroneously give out information on the radio. I'm joined on the line now by Kilrush Councillor Ian Lynch. Councillor Lynch, good morning to you.
Good morning, Evan. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for joining us. You've got your own concerns about parades.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, Evan, like the speaker, I suppose the real concern is the public concern. It's out there. People are not sure what to do, and the advice seems a bit unclear, really. So I think it's very difficult for community groups to try and make this decision. And I suppose that's why I'm asking today. We have a council meeting today, and I think it's important that the emergency committee meet today and discuss this in full.
Mm. Do you mean, sorry, just to be clear, the emergency committee, is that the local group under the auspices of the council?
Well, yes, they would have said, like, they'd be meeting the last couple of weeks to do the flooding in East Clare.
Yes.
And they would also meet on the storms as well. So I've asked them to convene today just to speak about the coronavirus and just to go through the risk factors and the most up-to-date information they have so they can brief the members. Because I think it's very difficult for community groups to make such a big decision. So I think it's important that we get the right information out there and make decisions that need to be made based on public safety.
Do you want the parades to be cancelled? Are you going that far?
At the minute, the information is so mixed, it's very hard to know. I do feel at this stage, though, that we're starting to see more cases. And if you start looking internationally, their cases are creeping up, so they're doubling and tripling. So for the sake of this year's events, I think it probably would be in the best interest of public safety maybe to cancel them and try to stop the spread of it. There's no guarantee, of course, that it will start to spread, or there's no guarantee that if the parade is on, that you're going to cause the spread of it. But the risk factor is there, and I think it's important that the right information is getting out to the communities and that they can make decisions based on that information.
Sean is in North Clare. He says that there's always another year, and he says, of course, the parade should be cancelled. It's important to take care of your citizens first. We do have, Councillor Lynch, national authorities. I accept your point that you feel the advice is unclear, but on this point, at least heretofore, they've been clear in that they see no reason for the parades to be cancelled, even in Dublin, where, what, 500,000 people might gather for the annual parade there. There's a distrust, I sense, in that particular message.
I suppose there is distrust is probably a strong way of putting it, Gavin. I think this is evolving by the hour at this stage, that every time there's more cases, the risk increases. So I think it's important that the communication, I know the HC have put up some stuff on the website, but it hasn't, I suppose, directly dealt with the parades. There is some discussion around gatherings and that sort of stuff, and they're saying it's okay, but it needs to be evolved. If it is evolving at a rate that it looks like we're going to do this next week, I suppose, look, that discussion has to be had now. Mm. Is this going to be something that's going to happen anyway? So why not tell people in time so that they make arrangements and don't make arrangements for travelling? The sooner we make a decision, the better, rather than waiting until the last hour.
I suppose the two issues I have, number one, the council can't make, well, it can for Ennis, because the council organises the Ennis parade. But otherwise, it's up to community groups. The council can only advise.
Yes, and you know, when you spoke of national bodies, you know, I suppose the best connection that we have to national bodies should be through the council. They should be getting direct information live, not getting, you know, they won't be getting drip-fed like some of the communities. So normally if the council make a decision like this, the rest of the communities would follow. Okay.
It's also not a decision that would be taken lightly. I mean, we know these are not just high cultural points and good community events all across the county and country. They're important for some businesses as well.
Absolutely, and that's why it's so difficult for community groups to make this decision. So the concern is out there. If you look at most of the conversations, it always seems to be around us. Look, the people feel that it should be cancelled. It was done before previously when it came to foot and mouth, and people are concerned about this. And it's not to scaremonger. So that's not the idea of this at all. It's just to make sure we have the most accurate information and what is the best thing to do. Okay. Have a true discussion on this.
Just finally, Councillor Lynch, as you mentioned, the County Council meeting this afternoon for its regular scheduled monthly meeting. The agenda for such meetings often gets changed to allow for pressing and topical matters to be brought up. Do you anticipate a discussion of the coronavirus amongst local representatives this afternoon?
Well, I've already requested that the council holds the meeting of the emergency team, so I'm hoping that information, that meeting will go ahead today, the information will be given to us, and that will give an opportunity for the council to discuss it, because I think it's important that we do have a discussion on this very topic and matter.
Councillor Ian Lynch and Kilosh, appreciate your time and for taking your call. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Evan.
All the very best. Bye.